It's John Holmberg here, shilling away for the people I sleep with at Tuft and Needle. Oh, my goodness. I went over to the Tuft and Needle store on Scottsdale and Thomas and laid down on their brand new hybrid mattress. Now, I've got the Mint mattress at my house, and I sleep like a baby that doesn't cry, and obviously a very sleepy baby, but a baby nonetheless, just deep, super sleep. I wake up so rested. Got on the hybrid, and I said, okay, next level of comfort. I bought the hybrid immediately. It's a perfect combination of the coils and the foam that Tuft & Needle has kind of reinvented. This mattress is amazing. Then I got the adjustable bed frame under me, and I'm like, okay, I want this too. I'm redoing the whole bedroom because all their new stuff is so amazing. Not to say their old stuff isn't equally as amazing. Plus, I got the pillows, the sheets, this thing called the pouch, which is a reinvention of the beanbag. You got to go down there and check all this stuff out. Go over to Tuft & Needle, Scottsdale and Thomas Roads, or in Gilbert at Gilbert Heritage Marketplace, and sleep with me at Tuft & Needle.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, creepy big dick Toledo. I do believe we're, 2 weeks away now from the fat man rolling in, dropping off the gifts and playing the games. Is that the 25th? Something like that. Wow.
I haven't seen him in a year. Maybe he's lost a few pounds.
Maybe he's dropped a few. Yeah, hopefully. I heard last year he was pre-diabetic. Ooh, and he's had the sugars, and so had the diabetes. Had to really kind of work on that. His sleigh was getting a little bit hard to drive because, you know, he's not really sliding in like he used to. But, you know, and I hate to say this, if there's any kids listening, this is rough, but that guy's getting up there. He's going to die soon. Santa's going to die soon, you guys. We don't have anybody backing this up at all. Not even, we don't have a plan in place as far as I know. I'm going to talk about caught with your pants down.
They've got a plan.
I mean, looking at who?
North Pole.
Do you know about this guy? Because, I mean, shouldn't we have a say?
I do, John. I have sources.
All right. I'm just saying.
You're like Gambo over there. Look at
we
you.
Got nothing. We got nothing. Gambo does boner pills now, I heard.
Does he? Yeah, see, he's hilarious. Getting up there, too.
Yeah, he's getting up there. And, well, at least he's got a plan. I got to give Gambo Ding Dong a plan. My super hot girlfriend. Sometimes it's flaccid. Sometimes I'm a stuffer. Sometimes I like, try to use my thumb as a substitute penis. But now, with Gambit Dick Dongs, I use my pills. I get hot again.
I've been hearing a lot of commercials for penile implants. Apparently, 500,000 people in the country have penile implants.
I'm not.
That's a lot of people.
You know, when it just breaks down like that, where like I've taken the pills and that's not working, I've tied popsicle sticks to it, I've put it in cold and hot water, nothing. Well, we could insert some now. We're done here. This is like your dad could have probably done penile implants when he came in and admitted he hasn't had a boner since Clinton.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a long time.
He's like, no.
It's a little late now, but the Clinton administration, he could have got it done, maybe.
I'm not doing this. I'm not implanting things in here.
Reagan did it.
Yeah, he had the pump. He put in that
his, I think,
Reebok
was the
pump.
Gumby. It was the Oh, he had bend, the Gumby. The bend and go.
The pipe cleaners.
Yeah.
Where you stretch and bend and go. Which I don't even know if there's any pleasure in that. You're just jamming it in, right?
Yeah, it kind of bends up, and then I think it fills. And then the pump thing, you pinch, and then it fills up.
Yeah, it does.
How did that get out?
Yeah, it's just a sign.
He was telling people about it?
Yeah. Reagan had an operation. It's like, well,
I guess you have to as former.
I was trying to hammer Nancy in the back door and didn't have enough strength with the old rebar, so I put pipe cleaners in it. And he did. He fortified the walls with a little stronger, you know. He had some support beams put in.
You go full Bonzo.
Yuck, yuck, and yuck. Like if you were in an accident, you're in your 30s, 40s, maybe even 50s. You know, I got that whole thing. The ligament got clipped or something like that. And they're like, well, we can implant something. Maybe, but
I guess if you know, also if you suffer really bad from ED, instead of pilling up, you're putting that thing in there.
Yeah. But if you're old and it's just, I don't know. It's
it's when the pill doesn't work, I think.
Yeah, that's just enough. No man's going to go, these pills are a pain in the ass. What I'd rather have is a surgery on it to have a thing.
The last stand is what that is.
That's really just a guy who's, I can't even imagine like going in and knocking on a door going, this is, I got to get some plastics put in here.
Some of these guys have to rally up because, you know, the girl's 20 30 years younger.
They screwed that up.
Would you do it? Would you guys do it?
No. A 25-year-old? Oh, in a second. Just... In a second, Eric. I misunderstood your question. Yes.
Like, say,
if they still found me interesting.
2020 is your last year of ever being able to have sex. It just dies after
if
that.
2020
would you
is it?
Go get it done?
Well, like I said, I'm still a young,
I know, just
man.
Say it just yeah. all of a sudden.
I have
it's
to knock
gone.
I have to knock on a door and say, it's just completely useless, and I need you to put something in there. I've got these 25-year-olds Eric's been showing me lately that I got to have.
You'd do it. You're too young.
Yeah, I'm too young. I would have
you
to.
Would have
I would
to
have
do
to
it.
Go
you're
in for that.
You're going to break down.
Suiting up.
I would be a mental catastrophe. If
it'd be great on the air, though.
Oh, it'd be phenomenal. I'd show everybody afterwards. Like, the scar would be cool. My Frankendick would be really neat. But I,
you'd be walking around downstairs.
It misfires every now and then.
I think.
Oh,
I think
someone hit it.
Like 70. I think I'd cut off at like 65, 70 to where I'm like, maybe
it's just, over anyway.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't even try. This is sad.
Yeah, it's.
My dad's in great shape and he's 72 and I think he clearly still gets boners.
Have you asked him? You should.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know for sure he still gets boners. He talks about, doing it.
Good on him.
Yeah, hey, I'm proud of the man. I think he's, I think he's healthy. He's kept himself in good shape. I think that's the
healthy.
Key. Yeah, yeah. So there you go. That's it. At 5:51 a.m. on December 11th, you learned my dad still gets hard-ons. On his own. No medical help at all. Good for him.
Brady's dad got screwed.
Yeah, Brady's dad just got hammered. Same age, too. Like, or even younger. According to your father, he said it was like 25 years ago, he said he stopped getting hard-ons and hasn't tried to
I'll
fix
to talk
that.
To him.
Think of that,
Christmas,
Brady. 25
bit.
Years
when
ago.
Did that happen?
Yeah, that should worry you a little bit.
Your dad was 60 yeah. and in much better shape than you're in.
Yeah, what if it's genetic?
Yikes, because you always go, it's all through my family, the high blood pressure, not a thing you can do about it. Well, if they pass that one down to you, I bet you're not going to be so flippant about how to fix it.
High blood pressure. There's nothing you can do.
What about the penis thing?
I will do everything in my powers.
Can you imagine your last boner? Eric's pointing out next year. That's not too far off. If it's your dad was 60.
Crap.
When that quit.
Start humping, Brady, like
man,
every day.
Oh, man. Either that.
Stick it in a tailpipe at this point.
Or Bunny's beaver trap was... just off. He just, I don't care. Like, he was just grossed out by it. After
it didn't seem
moment.
That way.
No, she seemed into it.
Like, yeah, he just said it just,
although
it was over.
He did say that putting his face down, and I believe your dad called it the hair pie, was repulsive. So, I'm not sure he ever gave that a run. So,
did
they were kind
of. Say that?
Yeah,
said,
right on the air, he called it a hair pie. Never really had any of the hair pie. No, that's gross.
I don't know how he threw it. He threw that term out there.
But he said he wasn't eating hair pie.
I don't remember.
Well, I do.
Was it hair pie?
I don't know
pie?
How you don't remember. Maybe
did
you.
Did you say it?
No,
I could have blanked it out.
Because I don't say hair pie. No.
I'm with Brady. I can't imagine him saying
you
that.
You probably blanked it out. I, unfortunately.
No, I remember he
was repulsed enough by it.
It'd be funny.
Well, we had asked him about, going down south. Oh, no, I don't do that. That's something that's the... The hair pie, and he laughed because he was trying to joke his way out of it, but it was basically him saying, no, that's gross.
Doesn't have to be hairy.
It's a woman's sewer. Well, his generation doesn't have an option. Either way, this generation does.
How did we get?
I don't
know. This is a start right
stupid
here.
Gambo's pills. Then we might as well get into the other thing. I've been having that menstruation vacation. I've been trying to push that. I've called a couple resorts to see if they're interested putting out specials. Well, like to be a loyalty member. Like I asked the Mountain Shadows.
Like the Red Roof Inn?
I asked the Mountain Shadows lady behind the counter. I said, hey, look, I've got this thing I'm starting called menstruation vacation. So
wait a minute. Why do you leave? Why don't
it can be
why
both.
Doesn't she
it
get
can
to
be
leave?
Both. It's great. Either one. So, you can go like in January I'll go. February you'll go. You can go back and forth.
Oh, okay.
Or if
be
you just
fair about it.
Give her the whole house for a week, which
it's
is
your
fantastic.
Choice or the unsolid.
Or the dirty. So I think it's great. So I talked to him. I'm like, look, a loyalty program where I sign up to stay in your hotel for 5 days every month. You've got a guaranteed visitor because I have a visitor I don't want. So I'm going to move into your place and then I'll sign up for a special deal. Like you give me an a special deal that once our apartment suite a week for the whole year.
That's good. You're negotiating.
For a month, right? And then the lady's like, well, I don't even. I'm like, it's menstruation vacation. It's the most amazing idea ever. You offer this up, you'll have 20 guys in here. In the next couple of years, dudes will start looking around going, no, this is great. You've got a spa package for the ladies, so then they're going to want to do it.
Look at you giving them a marketing plan.
I've been at this for years. And for some reason, she looked at me like I was crazy.
That's got to be a tough sell to a lady.
Why?
Unless I guess you're presenting it on both. Yeah.
How is that a tough sell? You get a week at the Mountain Shadows or the Mona Lucia or a nice resort.
For her to call it that.
Why?
At the hotel.
I think you should talk to more than just the front desk girl. Probably.
No, she was a manager in charge of admissions and some sort of something. I asked for somebody. I'm like, hey. Because she was asking me. She goes, it's a pleasure having you here. We're all big fans. I'm like, no kidding. You're way too normal. She goes, oh, my God, my whole staff. And I'm like, oh, this is your staff? And then she's like, yeah. And I said, so you know why I'm here? And she started to laugh. And she goes, no. And I said, it's menstruation vacation. And she, what in the world is that? And I'm like, well, every once in a while, menstruation happens to a lady, 28 days on average. When that starts, I last minute book a room here. And then we separate for a week.
It's a great plan.
It's an amazing plan. You give.
You're not getting any anyway.
That's right. So why am I living with her? It's the whole purpose of our marriage. I shouldn't even have to see her if she's off limits.
Although sometimes you can get some oral out of it that week.
You can still get it in your hotel room.
Visitations.
So the visitations make up for that. And then she's got to leave, which is great.
Do you leave money on the desk?
A white envelope, always with a white envelope. You want to keep it classy. You don't want to just exchange cash. That's low-level, low-brow, Red Roof Inn stuff. But, yeah, you have a white envelope on the table. You buy her dinner. You feed her. She does what she's supposed to, like it's first date. And you're like, well, anyway.
Respecting
and then she
space.
Leaves. Yeah, and then that's it. And then the lady looked at me like I was insane, like this is something. I'm like, no, this is – the fact is we need to be more open about it.
So Megan's all for this thing.
For the most part, yeah. I mean, she has – well, no, I mean, like a lot of times it's – I'm too excited about it. I have to temper, my excitement. I have to, it's almost, are you? Yes, I'm broken. Yes! And then I run around the house for a little while and on the phone making the rezo. And she's like, why do you get so excited? Oh, I'm excited. Don't know. I don't know. So I got to temper that. That's the only reason why. It's like, I think she thinks I'm up to, the greatest week of my life while she stays at home. I told her, I'm like, you do it. You go nuts. But menstruation vacation is pretty amazing.
And is it going this week or what's happening?
No, it's holidays mess it up pretty good, you know.
You're not getting those cheap rooms at Christmas time.
You can, yeah, but that's the point. Like you set a rate for the 12 months and then you got to use all 12.
The high rates.
Yeah, and it's all the same. It's like when you do that SRP annual, this is what you'd normally spend. So you just get it for, a deal and you sign a contract. And we've got the room. Whether you use it or not is up to you, but you just pay an annual fee. For that week. Now, if she wants to go, she can go. If you want to go, you can go.
So are you out this month since, the holidays and everything? You're not going to
Yeah, I have no plans this month because more than likely going to have, holiday something or other happen.
You should have to deal with it.
Well, yeah, it's already gone for the December.
Oh, Sherry did it?
Yeah, it's already taken care of.
It's a December.
Around Thanksgiving.
Remember.
The Thanksgiving thing. I'm like, well, this is going to be an awkward.
Well, yeah, it comes back every month, though.
I know, but it should be by the end of it, by the end of the year. So I'll have had a vacation somewhere around early Christmas and then I'll relax around it. I can tolerate it, but I don't want to. But
does she get mean or something?
No, 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 not at all. Very pleasant, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's just an excuse to have your house to yourself for a week. And it's at their lowest mental state when you're like, you're sort of useless to me. And you just remind them that. Yeah. But I saw this thing. The reason
I guess I am.
You could start a trend here.
I know.
I might ask about that.
I'm telling you. And it's good because you can also say,
I have a kid in the mix.
Everybody needs some alone time. You can take the kid along on menstruation vacation and tell her you're giving her a break.
Well, that's true. I could look like a hero.
There are no bad angles if you play this right. If you're just a jerk and go, you're gross, I'm leaving, then you're done. But they do it in Nepal. It's called Chahapadi. And Nepalese girls go to menstruation tents. They have them all over Nepal, and you're like, oh, it's just for the poor ones? Nope. The rich ones, the poor ones, and the section of Nepal. I was watching this thing about what you think should be banned in the world, like as a Western person.
And this was one of them.
And this is like, and then they're like, and don't think America doesn't have stuff like this, too, because it's still punishable with a 3-year prison sentence to commit adultery in Massachusetts. So there's like all, and they're not blue laws. Like if it's a big enough thing and it caused enough financial strife, you can go to jail.
How in the world did the Kennedys survive?
I have no, and that's what I was thinking. Like there's people from Massachusetts who are just only known for that, mainly the entire Kennedy clan. But that's a 3-year, because I think of the Kennedys, they may have been the reason why. Because if they start cheating and that money starts flipping around, Massachusetts loses people with tons of cash. Their tax revenue goes away. You can't have the Kennedys just all the fun, you know, spreading out all over the country. So they've got this stuff called Chahapodi, and it's centuries-old Hindu taboo considers women and girls unclean during menstruation. They give them some soap, and they send them off to the tents with the other ladies who are doing it. And the ladies they interviewed in this thing were like, nah, it's bad. And not the practice of staying with the other. It's just we're gross, and it's time for us to just get out of the house. Unclean. Biblically unclean. They criminalized it in 2018. But if the lady still volunteers to do it, it's okay. You just can't kick her out anymore. And it's amazing. They showed one of the tents. It's nice. Like 30 ladies in there.
So they call it outdoor cramping?
They go cramping out in the... I don't know how they get food and stuff. I think they have to hunt for it. 77% of the women in this Nepali area do the thing. And the guys are like, hey, it's the way it's supposed to be, you know? Nobody needs to be around that. The women and girls were terrified of snakes and animals coming into the tents, though. That was the one thing they were afraid of, is that they'd get eaten.
The stone walls and the regular house prevents that a little bit.
Most of, well, no, I mean, you're thinking of them as third world. Like they had some people from like palatial estates in the area, which would be considered like a 2-bedroom house.
That's what I'd
here,
be guessing would be the.
It's not the poor ones.
23% that doesn't go. 77%.
It was just as the percentage was the same throughout all the classes of the area. Not all of Nepal's doing it, but a good chunk of it. And the rich girls were like, all right. Bags packed, and they're leaving this golden palace and wandering into this tent with all these chicks bleeding all over the place. And I'm like, this is amazing. Put them out in the middle of the woods. Hey, yeah, there's food somewhere in here. Or you guys can hunt for it. I don't care.
You should write to the president.
He'd be for it.
Make an op-ed.
Well, I mean, if I could get one resort on board to say, look, ladies, couples, let's be honest. We all need time alone. And what better time to spend by yourselves than when you're useless to each other, you know?
You could vlog it. Vlog your idea.
Yeah, there's plenty of ways to get it out.
You got to get it out there, John.
I don't think I'll vlog.
You got to fight for your idea.
If we could get it in there as a
vlog, really.
You know, part of a medical deal, where they get a medical rate.
You consider it but then you got insurance companies. And I don't want to involve any of that. It's the simple idea. The more you start involving medicines and you just say, look, everybody's thinking it.
And but how nobody wants to sully a shower. Not everybody can do that.
Well, then you scale it back to smaller hotels that are more affordable that give you a rate all year long. I mean, you're spending $6 a month on Disney Plus. This is basically the same thing, except for it's going to cost you like $20 a night. You'll get rates if you sign up early. They're guaranteeing a room's booked. It's gold. Gold. Plus, you get menstruation packages. Like you get like breakfast, free breakfast or something like that. They'll throw that in there. It's great. It's a good idea. You treat yourself to a little pampering, and you don't have to go every month, you know. But it is nice.
Might help some marriages.
It might, actually. Sam, one thing a marriage needs is some time apart. And people try to always be around each other and stuff. No, you need
a lot of people are on top of each other. They got other family members living with them, mother-in-laws, father-in-laws.
Never.
Tons of kids.
Yeah.
Take some of the pressure off.
Take a break and just say, look, I'm taking
a vacation. Head to the Maidol Resorts.
I'm taking a vacation from you and all of this nonsense.
There you go, John. Create your own resort.
I want to. I've been thinking about that, too. But I've seen on TV when people try to do that, usually you just buy an old apartment complex full of rats and then you end up poor.
You're a slumlord.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
You want to be a slumlord.
I'd just rather just have one of these places, embrace it, my amazing idea of Chahapodi, bringing Chahapodi to America.
You can't call it that.
Sure you can, because in America it's better. Chahapodi is a resort visit here. In
That's
Nepal,
the name
it's
of
a
the
tent.
Resort.
Sounds Muslim.
It does sound muzzy.
I'm American. I ain't doing that.
I ain't doing any of that Muslim period nonsense, even though it seems like a great idea. It's muzzy. Yeah, we'll probably have to change it to... to just menstruation vacation.
Yeah, that's keep it simple.
Yeah, that doesn't sound bad.
Whatever you were saying before, it's not going to work.
Chaupudi.
Chaupudi.
Chaupudi. I declare chaupudi out. Yeah, and the best part is the lady like cramps up a little in the video. Ugh. Sitting in the kitchen, she looks around. Chaupudi.
Time to go.
She picks up her stuff and she's out. She knows. I'm gross. I got to go.
It does work out for the lady, too, if you guys rotate.
If you rotate, it's fantastic. In couples packages, it's an amazing idea.
I'm going to approach my wife about this.
Give it a try. Just say, hey, look, we're not doing anything. Look, we're not doing anything. And you can come over. We have dinner. It's a date. It's an opportunity to date your wife again. You have dates. She comes by for dinner. It's like, you can't stay, but I really want. And then you create desire. And she's like, I really want to. Because the one thing a woman wants is you to take things away. The second you take something away, all of a sudden she wants it. They're like puppies. You take it away and she's like, oh, but I really want to stay. The fact you don't want her to stay tells her you're having more fun without her. And she wants to ruin that.
That is
great. So she's going to stay and she's going to do all she can. It's going to be like having a date again. And then you're like, you got to go. We can't do that.
5 days is a long time.
You can do three. You can do, we can do negotiate. Do whatever you want to do. Yeah, menstruation weekends. Those are there. Some girls on the pill.
Somebody's
got to
do the laundry, right?
Right, right. And that's why she usually has to stay home. It's great.
Projects. There's some stuff. Responsibilities.
Yeah.
Right. And as the main earner, sometimes I need to step away from all that responsibility and just have be catered to by room service and my butler Harrison there. The last place was pretty amazing. Harrison, I need some things taken care of. I'm going to bring the car around, Harrison. It's amazing. It's great. So think about it. Chaupudi. I'm bringing it back, baby.
Ronnie, are you going to ask Ronnie about this, Brady?
Sure.
That's a no.
I don't speak to her about things where she could punch me.
Come on, we all have to do it.
And why wouldn't you? Yeah.
She'd do it.
It's a morning show thing.
But you wouldn't, because I see your face. You're not worried.
Look, I'm not getting it with or without the period. Doesn't really matter, and I'm not going to throw a few hundred bucks around to have her go have fun.
Oh, it's the money.
It would be a money issue. Like if you were,
I'd have to negotiate a good rate.
If you were poking on the rag and then, you know, had it shut down for a week, where you're like, well, let's do something else. But, you know, you'll get it whenever you can. You got to step
like
it
I
up.
Said, it's almost the reverse of what you're talking about, that chase you around like a puppy.
Yeah.
Most men are doing that because the women hold it hostage.
Exactly. So then you're kind of like, I don't need you. Well, you're useless. Then you remind them that I don't need you right now. And then
I don't want them to have too much fun.
Next thing you know, menstruation vacation is rolling, baby. It's golden.
I'm excited about it. I'm going to text her right now.
Make it your Christmas present. Go for Christmas, have her open up an envelope and go, what's this? For the next 12 months, we have a suite 4 days a week at whatever place you've chosen. You get to use it in February. I get to use it in January. March is yours or mine. April's yours. We'll go all year. And then the week you're like, I don't feel like going, then one of us can trade. It's like a timeshare with your wife's vagina. Oh, I'm getting all teary-eyed. What an idea. Anyway, think about it, ladies. And men, I know you're all smiles right now. So let's get this together. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800. A good one. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!